Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Well, I hope you're wearing your sports clothes and tennis shoes. I know I'm not, but I definitely hope you are. Why? Well, it's time for some shuttlecock. Well, perhaps we can't play right now, but you can definitely learn about it so you can play later. Today's lesson is called foot shuttlecock. Foot shuttlecock, what is that all about? Don't worry, you are going to find out today. But as we go through today's lesson, there are a few questions that you need to think about. First, what must players keep in the air? And what is the purpose of the feathers? Friends, I know you have your magazines, and make sure they're open to today's lesson. And let's begin talking about foot shuttlecock. So, what are we waiting for? Come with me.
Foot shuttlecock, a sport with a 2,000-year history. What are made with feathers and have been slowly making their way across the world for over 2,000 years? Foot shuttlecocks, called jianzi in China. The shuttlecock, as well as the sport, has many different names worldwide. Players of the popular game must keep the shuttlecock in the air using their feet or any other body part except their hands. Typically, a shuttlecock is made of four feathers attached to a weighted rubber pad or plastic disc. The feathers stabilize the shuttlecock's flight through the air.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章第一个重点，我们看 typically 这个副词，它的名词是 type, T-Y-P-E, 意思是典型或类型，所以副词 typically 是指一般而言或者是通常。例如 typically the food served in hospitals is plain, 一般而言 医院提供的餐点都很难吃。Typically 也指典型的或者是具有代表性的。例如 Ashley is carefree and happy by nature, which is typically found in the youngest kids in the family. Ashley 天性无忧无虑又开心，是一般在老幺身上很容易看见的典型特质。接下来我们看的是 stabilize 这个动词， STA 这个字根有站立的意思，所以 stabilize 是指使稳定。例如 the doctor prescribed a stronger medicine to stabilize the patient's blood pressure.医生开了更强的药来稳定这位病患的血压， stabilize 也指稳定下来。例如 after resting, the girl's emotions finally stabilized. 休息之后，这个女孩的情绪终于稳定下来。它的形容词是 stable, S-T-A-B-L-E, 意思是指稳定的。例如 the growth of the company's earnings have been very stable for 4 years.公司的收益四年来一直都很稳定的成长。
Gabe, it looks like you need to practice a little more.
Yes, I do.
Try one more time. Ready, go.
Oh, I'm really not very good at this.
Okay, everyone, give Gabe a big hand.
Oh, stop, Rebecca. Try it.
Sure, yeah. I would love to hold on to this.
Friends...We are teaching about the foot shuttlecock today, even though we are not very good at doing it ourselves. This is, as you know, a jianzi. Can you say that?
Jianzi?
Yeah, very nice.
It's a jianzi.
Okay. I'm going to put it right here for now.
Okay. Well, today's lesson is called foot shuttlecock, a sport with a 2,000-year history. It has a lot of history behind it, doesn't it?So here's a good question for you. Gabe, let's see if you can answer the question.
Yes.
What are made with feathers and have been slowly making their way across the world for over 2,000 years?
Rebecca.
Mm-hmm.
Is the answer a foot shuttlecock?
Gabe, that was so good. You get 5 points for that.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, well, that is the question from our lesson, right? It's been slowly making its way across the world for a really long time. Let's take a look at that phrase. When something is making its way, that means it has a direction, it has a goal, it's going somewhere.
So here's another way that you can use this phrase. The shuttlecock just made its way to the floor.
You're right.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. That's a good example.
One way to use it. Or you could also say at 2 p.m., Jamie finally started to make her way back home.
Okay, very nice. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Let's make our way to the theater, otherwise we'll be late. Right now it's 5 o'clock. Dinner is at 5:15. We should start making our way to the restaurant.
I agree, and I think it's time for us to start making our way to the next sentence.
Oh, good.
Okay, so we see foot shuttlecock, and in Chinese it's called 剪子?
剪子.
剪子.
Yeah.
Well, that's a useful word for me to know. 剪子.
Yeah, exactly. I hope you use it every day, Rebecca. It's very useful.
Yes.
剪子.
I like to play 剪子. Well, anyway, called 剪子 in China, the shuttlecock, as well as the sport, has many different names worldwide. So that means around the world, this game goes by many different names.
And we will find out more about those names in tomorrow's lesson. But for now, let's continue on with the next paragraph. Players of the popular game must keep the shuttlecock in the air using their feet or any other part of the body except their hands. So, to keep something in the air, that means you're not letting it drop on the ground.
Exactly. This kind of reminds me of the game or the sport volleyball. When you play volleyball, you have, you know, different teams, and of course you have the net, and you have to try to keep the ball in the air. And if it hits the ground, the opposite team gets a point.
Well, what about that interesting sport, sepak-takraw? It's kind of like volleyball, but with a smaller, harder ball, and you can use your feet and other parts of the body, and you have to hit it over the net. You have to keep it in the air. Rebecca, do you know how to juggle?
I know how to take two balls and throw them up in the air, like dun, dun, dun.
Can you keep them in the air? Can you juggle with two balls with one hand and keep them in the air?
You know something? I have not yet mastered that skill.
Ah.
But maybe someday I'll have time to practice and I'll be able to keep those balls in the air. But I bet you can.
I've tried. I've practiced. I'm not very good. But it is fun. So in juggling, you need to keep those things in the air. And in, of course, when you're playing with a foot shuttlecock, you're trying to keep it in the air, right? Typically, a shuttlecock is made of four feathers attached to a weighted rubber pad or plastic disc. Let's see.
Does your shuttlecock have four feathers?
It has many more than just four feathers, but it does have feathers, and it's got this rubber pad right here at the bottom.
Well, the feathers play a very important role. According to our lesson, we learn the feathers stabilize the shuttlecock's flight through the air. Makes it sound like it's going to go for a trip.
Well, right, not that kind of flight. It's simple. If I throw it to you like this, that's...
Oh, it stabilized it.
Well, yes, it did. The feathers did a wonderful job. All right, so friends, we do have more to learn about the shuttlecock.
In case of an emergency,
right.
I don't know. Yeah. I think we need to learn more about those phrases in the
info cloud. Okay, here, Rebecca.
Oops. Hi, friends. The other day, I was taking the elevator and noticed a sign that said, "In case of fire, do not use the elevator." And it got me thinking.
Don't tell me. It reminded you of the phrase, "just in case."
Yes. Just in case and in case of are so similar in form and meaning.
And here's the key. We use in case to talk about things we do or should do now in order to be prepared for a possible future event.
If I hear there might be a typhoon tomorrow, then I'll go buy extra food and water today, so I'm prepared, just in case.
Right. After all, in case of a typhoon, you really shouldn't go outside.
Exactly. Friends, did you hear Ken? He switched from talking about what I should do to prepare before a typhoon to what I should do during a typhoon. He said, in case of a typhoon, I shouldn't go outside.
So in case refers to an action done to prepare for the future, whereas in case of is what you should be doing in that future moment.
Right. So as for the sign, in case of fire, don't use the elevator, that means if there is a fire in your building someday, then in that moment, don't use the elevator.
In case 跟 in case of 这两个片语要分清楚。In case of 表示万一要是怎么样，在电梯门口常常会看到墙上贴着 In case of fire, do not use the elevator. 万一遇到火警，不要使用电梯。因此呢 ，in case of 表示可能性不是很大，后面呢要接名词，例如 fire。In case 表示以免、以防。如果台风要来了，你最好先买一些干粮、电池、饮水 ，just in case， 以防万一。因此 ，in case 是灾难前该做的事。那当灾难来临了，那就要做。In case of 的事情 In case of a typhoon Do not go outside 假如碰上台风就绝对不要出门这就是今天的 Info Cloud 下次云端见
Studio Classroom is on the air
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are talking about foot shuttlecock. Well, right here, I have a shuttlecock. It has four feathers on it. Do you remember why there are feathers on the shuttlecock? Ah, that's right. The feathers help to stabilize this shuttlecock as it goes through the air. Well, let's continue learning about foot shuttlecock, and I'm going to try kicking this thing. So, ready?
Foot shuttlecock. Informal play can take place anywhere. Some people practice on their own using short kicks to keep the shuttlecock airborne. In group play, players propel the shuttlecock high through the air as they pass it from person to person. Besides keeping the shuttlecock off the ground, they want to show off their skills.Competitive play takes place on special courts, and players in teams kick the shuttlecock over a net. Teams score points when the shuttlecock hits the ground on the opposing team's side of the net. Play is fast-paced and rigorous.
All right, 继续我们看 propel 这个动词 ,PRO 这个字是有往前的意思。所以 propel 是指推进或推动。据它的过去式、过去分词和现在分词都要重复字尾的 L 加上 ED 或 ING。例如 ,a motorcycle propelled by solar power, 一台由太阳能驱动的摩托车。或者是 ,we've never rowed a boat before, so instead of propelling forward, the boat was trolling.我们从来没有划过船，所以船不但没有前进，反而在原地打转。Propel 也指驱使，例如 Brandon was propelled to succeed by the fear of letting his parents down. Brandon 被害怕让父母亲失望的恐惧逼着一定得成功。最后我们看 rigorous 这个形容词 ，rigorous 是指严谨的或严格的。例如 ，being a lawyer involves rigorous training and a strong character.要当一名律师得有严格的训练跟坚强的性格。或者是 after living in Alaska for a while, Marvin grew used to the rigorous climate. 住在阿拉斯加一段时间之后 ，Marvin 渐渐习惯那里严寒的气候。它的副词是字尾加上 ly 变成 rigorously。例如 ，All our products have been rigorously tested。我们所有的产品都经过严格的测试。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, thank you so much, Michelle. Rebecca thought that I moved around too much. She thought this was a great way to stabilize me by putting the foot shuttlecock on my head. We'll see if it works.
It actually looks quite nice on your head, Gabe.
Thank you.
I think you should keep it there forever.
Yeah, I feel like Yankee Doodle or Robin Hood. Anyway, we read on here, informal play can take place anywhere. So informal, as opposed to maybe a professional competition. So, of course, most people who play jinzi are not professionals. They're playing it informally.
Yes, maybe you could even say that they're playing it for recreation, so just for fun. Some people practice on their own using short kicks to keep the shuttlecock airborne.And if something is airborne, that just means that it's up in the air. In group play, players propel the shuttlecock high through the air as they pass it from person to person. Sounds like some professionals playing.
Yeah, I've never seen this before. Well, actually, maybe I've seen it done between two or three people. But next, we're reading about maybe some special courts, and they have a net involved as well. But...First, we see here, besides keeping the shuttlecock off the ground, they want to show off their skills. So I've seen that before. Maybe a couple people in a circle kicking the shuttlecock here and there, and they just want to show off.
And if you want to show off something, that just means that you behave in such a way that you're trying to get other people's attention. So you might be trying to show off your skills. Gabe, are you trying to show off right now that you know how to spin this clipboard?
I can spin a clipboard while keeping a foot shuttlecock on my head.
Gabe, you are really trying to show off, aren't you?
Would you call me a show off?
Actually, I would.
Oh, good. Well, that's a good word to know, too. So this word, this verb phrase to show off, it can be turned into one word. You might call someone a show off. Oh, he is such a show off.
And, of course, show-offs like to show off their skills and talents. Of course, there are other things that people like to show off. Maybe someone's a great artist and they want to show off their work. Or maybe someone got perfect grades all year. They want to show off their grades. Anyway, what do you think about show-offs, Gabe?
I think it depends, Rebecca. I mean, if the person is usually a very arrogant or proud person, when they're showing off...I just think, there he goes again. But, I mean, if they're usually a very humble person and they just want to share their work with other people, then them showing off is okay, right?
Right. I agree with that completely. There's a difference between being a show-off and being proud of your work. Because if you've worked really hard and you've done something really well, I don't think that there's anything wrong withactually being proud of your achievement and what you've done.
Yeah, and showing that off to other people is a good thing. Well, friends, we continue here. You can show off your skills if you have good jinzi skills. You can balance the jinzi on your head. Okay, competitive play takes place on special courts, and players and teams kick the shuttlecock over a net. And that's what I have not seen before. I've never seen a net involved. I imagine something like a badminton net.
Probably. Well, we read, teams score points when the shuttlecock hits the ground on the opposing team's side of the net. That sounds a lot like tennis or even volleyball, doesn't it? Play is fast-paced and rigorous. Let's talk about those words, fast-paced. If something is fast-paced, that just means that it's happening very quickly.
That's right. If you've ever seen a ping pong match or a ping pong competition, man, it's amazing how fast-paced this sport can be. That ping pong ball is flying across that table so quickly. It's incredible how people do that. Or even badminton. Mm-hmm. I love to play badminton, but I don't usually play at a very fast pace. Do you?
Badminton? Yeah. No, I would prefer a more slower pace.
Yeah, but professionals, they really can do it. It's a really fast-paced sport as well.
So, of course, games can be fast-paced. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you could live in a city that's fast-paced, like Taipei.
Or maybe even you're watching TV, and some news channels, some news programs are very fast-paced. They're talking back and forth so quickly. Well, friends, right now it's time for something else. It is twin
time.
Oh, that's awkward. Oh, there we go.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to Twin Time. I'm Christina. And I'm Serena. Are you ready to review? We'll show you four words that appear in today's lesson. We have three sentences for you, and they all have a missing word. It's your job to fill in the blank with the correct word. Okay, let's begin. The words are show off, rigorous, stabilize, and fast-paced. Great. The first sentence is, New York City is known for its busy and lifestyle, which may be overwhelming for newcomers. If your answer is fast-paced, then you are correct. New York City is known for its busy and fast-paced lifestyle, which may be overwhelming for newcomers. A fast-paced lifestyle is a life of action and constant activity. That's right. Well, the next sentence is, Gary is his muscles in front of Lisa because he likes her. Great job. Gary is showing off his muscles in front of Lisa because he likes her. Serena, have you ever tried to impress someone by showing off?
I do remember I got a gorgeous pair of earrings for my 17th birthday. I wore them to school the next day because I wanted to show them off to my friends. All right, here's one last sentence for you. The workout was very and left Maria feeling very tired.
Now you have two answers to choose from. Which one is it? The workout was very rigorous and left Maria feeling very tired. Rigorous means harsh and strict, not easy, which is why Maria felt tired after her workout. Well, today's review was a lot of fun, and you all did a great job.
We look forward to seeing you next time on
Twin Time.
So friends, remember the words and phrases you've learned today and put them into practice.
And don't forget to join us tomorrow as we continue talking about foot shuttlecock.
Right here on
Studio Classroom.
Let's get it right here.